And it is good to discourage use of single-use plastic bags that we know. Whales washing ashore stuffed with pounds of plastic, mostly bags, are underscoring what bags do to the environment. Kenya has banned them. Anyone caught making or selling plastic bags can be jailed up to 4 years. California, Hawaii have also banned single-use plastic bags. Many towns have either banned them or charged for them. Canada is trying to eliminate them by 2021. So a market in Vancouver, British Columbia, decided to get an early start. Well, their heart was in the right place. David Quinn is the owner of East West Market there in Vancouver. David, what you tried to do is reduce the use of plastic bags, but in fact, your plastic bags became must-have items. Explain what you tried to do with the plastic bags.
Well, with the bags, we've been trying for about a year to reduce consumption. So we figure we have to bring attention to it and figure it will be better if we do it in a humorous way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why those bags came about.
So what you did is you printed things on the bags that you thought would make people be embarrassed to carry them.
Yes.
What are some of the phrases that you put on the bags?
Adult video emporium.
adult video emporium. So somebody walking with that bag, it will look as if they just bought some adult videos.
Something from the Triplex video store. And then there's the wart ointment.
Dr. Toe's wart ointment wholesale, you had printed on another bag so people would think somebody had warts. On another bag, you had printed
colon care.
Colon care co-op. You thought nobody would be caught dead with these bags. Instead, they've been flocking to get them.
Yes. They, in a way, find it humorous, which is good for us because we are actually going to be transferring these images onto canvas bags. The underlying thing is that it creates conversation, and that's what we actually wanted to get across to the general public.
Well, so it actually, you feel it did work out for you because...
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
And by the way, people were paying 5 cents for these bags that you thought were going to ward them off, but now you are seeing, I think there's a little bit of lemonade being made here, of lemons, that, okay, well, we got your attention now, we're going to transfer these slogans to canvas bags. Do you feel that you've gotten their attention on a deeper level about not carrying plastic bags?
You know, Robin, a lot of people care about the environment. It just has to be brought to their attention. We've been taking count at the store level, and we're up to, say, about 96% of our customers using their own reusable bags, which is great. If you talk to people in a nice, humorous way, I think, listen, and now they understand why we have beach whales, why... are we getting fish with tumors and all these things? They just have to be brought to the attention that we actually have a problem. Before, I don't think they think the problem is that great.
Well, and I'm understanding that you were born in Trinidad and Tobago, and a lot of these island nations are really suffering from plastics in the ocean, so maybe you're a little more aware of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, question for you. You only have a couple hundred of the original 1,000 plastic bags that you have printed up. But as you said, you're going to be transferring this to canvas bags.
Yes.
Can those of us who aren't fortunate enough to be in Vancouver, it's beautiful there, can we get some of those bags and support you online?
Oh, of course. We want to spread the word as far as we can.
So if I want to get a bag that says the colon care co-op or into the weird adult video emporium. But there was another saying on your plastic bags in smaller print, avoid the shame, bring a reusable bag. Will you transfer that as well?
Yes, that is a message we want to get across.
Okay.
So the small print is the actual message.
Well, and Dave, I just want to say one thing. There's no shame in colon care either. So.
Yes.
Maybe you'll actually get people to do that too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like everything. If you bring awareness to it, there's really no shame.
No.
There's really no shame.
David Quinn, owner of the East West Market in Vancouver, British Columbia. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin. You have a good day.